We're going to take a quick 5 minutes? 5 minute recess. Do I need to hit this line? Next case, please.
Case number 12981, Stuart Ortel seeks variances from the corner front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Section 11534 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located east of Dodd Avenue and west of Elizabeth Avenue within the Ann Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 21108 Elizabeth Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 334, map 20.13, parcel 103. The applicant is seeking a 7-foot and an 8-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback requirement for a proposed shed. We have 4 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Mr. Sharp, I swear you in.
Good evening.
Can you, that button, there you go.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Stuart Ortel, 21108 Elizabeth Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
So this property we developed back in 2016, 2015. It's now our primary residence. And at the time, that we did the development you see here on the survey, we did come in for a variance for the shed in the back corner. I'll say back, upper left corner where the shed is, a movable shed is identified, which is clearly in the setback, but we were granted the variance for that structure in 2016. Since then, having become now our primary residence, we were looking to expand the size of that shed for storage. And in order to do so and not encroach on the landscape buffer that we have established along the edge of Dodd for the neighborhood and the enhancement of the neighborhood, we're actually proposing that the new shed is pulled in closer into the property, but to still maintain the buffer along Dodd and to maintain that buffer. If we could go to the photographs, on the site plan, I was identifying the perspective of each of these photographs to illustrate the amount of landscape buffer that we've established along there. There's the landscape plan that was done at the time that has been installed. And those are the identifying marks, both from inside the property via the first view, and photograph 2 and 3 are from Dodd looking into the property. So we've been very cognizant of, as we were in the prior shed location, of buffering this structure from neighbors and responding to the need to just for the improvement of the neighborhood at large. The shape of the lot is then as is today, as you can see, slopes in quite a bit, angles in along Dodd, which creates a much narrower, I'll say, backyard, because our front yard was established on Elizabeth. And so it not being a perfectly square lot, that angle creates some difficulty, and also is giving us two front setbacks rather than one. So we're just trying to be respectful of the fact that our backyard is also on the side and also on a long roadway in and out of Ann Acres. As I said, the shed that was there was granted in 2016. I think I have a site plan. Oh, it's the landscape plan where I show in red dash, well, black there. Oops. Existing shed. Those new. So we're actually coming in into the property more away from that setback. It's also allowing us to maintain that buffer. Maintain that privacy. I think those are the primary points. It's our frontage, what the angle of Dodd does to our not quite so square lot, and creating a tightened side and rear yard to the property. And as I said, the other shed was approved, and this one is sitting in further. So we feel confident that we are not compromising the integrity of the streetscape or the neighbors. And we are keeping it, by the way, over the reason for it being set over away from the house so much and not pulling it over to the right off that line is that our neighbor up here, she was one that wrote a letter. The neighbor right here has a view through there of the bay. And we're trying to be respectful. So that's the reason why we haven't pulled it, you know, much closer to the existing building.
Any questions? So the shed that's there now, that will be removed?
Yes.
So you're asking us to reaffirm a prior variance with the, which, moving it in, a little bit bigger of a shed?
Yes, I had called to see if that variance still would apply to an accessory structure such as this, and they said no, because it's a different structure.
Structure.
It has to have its own approval.
But what you're proposing is actually taking it further away from Dodd than your existing?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Do you know what that distance is from the edge of your property to Dodd?
From my property line to the paving?
To the edge of paving.
That should be, 8 to 10 feet if that's... Did they demarcate that there? That's probably another 15.
Okay. Sure.
My recollection from the prior hearing was there were some mature trees along Dodd Avenue, and I think your pictures speak to that. Those are still there. Is that right?
Yes.
So this isn't going to affect any visibility on Dodd Avenue at all?
We're preserving all of what we planted because it has filled in so nicely and gives, you know, neighbors and ourselves privacy, and it creates a nice buffer along Dodd as well.
Were there any complaints that you're aware of with the prior shed being so close to Dodd Avenue? No HOA approval?
No, sir.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any other questions? Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you can take a seat. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Further questions from the board? At this time, we will close the public hearing for case number 12981 for Mr. Stuart Ortell. And we're looking for a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12981 for Stuart Ortell for the requested variances. I believe the variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variances represent the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Dr. Carson, do you wish to put a condition that the existing shed must be removed?
I do. And the existing shed must be removed. Thank you.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12981 is approved.